Ray Holman from UAW 6000. Ray, how are you?
Doing great, Tony. How are you?
Good, good. We haven't spoken to you in some weeks, and I just wanted to get back in touch with you. I know one of your principal jobs is to follow legislation that may affect the people that you serve, and I wanted to catch up with you to tell me what's at the top of your agenda as we speak.
Well, there's a lot going on. In particular, there's a bill 4052 that's pretty drastic. This was passed out of committee a few days ago, and essentially what this bill would do would be to criminalize public employees or to have them prosecuted if, for example, a teacher were to use her school computer to send an email to the governor, for example, or to send out phone messages to, for example, recall the governors or those type of things. And we think that that's, you know, pretty drastic. Obviously, you know, school districts and employers can set the rules regarding property and work time, but to actually throw a teacher into jail for a year because they use work equipment to conduct political activities, we think is pretty ridiculous.
Well, don't you think that it should be done at home or perhaps your union office as opposed to being done at work?
Absolutely, and there's already rules for those type of things. And, for example, the UAW Local 6000, you know, we encourage our members to become active politically, but to do it from their homes on their own time. But what this bill would do, it would actually have, for example, teachers go to jail to up to a year if they were to send an email from the classroom. And while we agree that they shouldn't be conducting political activities during the work day, but to actually send somebody to jail for doing something like that, we think is kind of a step too far. And so that's a bill that we feel follows the trend of attacking unions and collective bargaining, and also it's anti-democratic. I mean, obviously we don't advocate people to spend their work time, you know, politicking, but on the other hand, to actually turn it into a criminal manner, that's taking it to a whole new level, and we think sends the wrong message.
All right, and I know there's some other legislation that you're looking at.
Well, there's all kinds of different things that are going on. There's right to work, or like we call right to work for less legislation that is out there. In particular, it seems like certain individuals are targeting teachers, and obviously I represent state employees, but we're still concerned that it's a general attack on the public sector and on people's rights to bargain and have a collective voice.
Ray, when it comes to unions, why is it that people should be forced to join the union? Why can't they have a choice?
Well, you know, right now, you know, people are struggling here in Michigan and around the country with the economy. And we think, you know, in terms of collective bargaining process is the best way to find real savings. And, you know, we're not asking anybody would be forced to do anything. But what we are advocating is that we sit down at a bargaining table and find real common sense solutions to move the state forward. And I think the right to work folks or the right to work for less folks, really it's a power grab to take power away from working people and to send the resources to CEOs. Instead, what we're saying is, like we've done at the state workforce, let's sit down and find common sense solutions and work together. And fortunately, Governor Snyder has been taking up some of our advice. As a matter of fact, he's ordered the civil service to look at the management versus frontline staff ratio. So we see that as a positive.
You know, Ray, there are some folks that are really pinched for cash. They're really pinched for money. They would just assume hold on to those monies that go for dues and treat this like the private sector and just, you know, take care of their own needs when it comes to salary and benefits. How would you respond to that?
Absolutely. People are feeling the squeeze. You know, we saw the stock market come down 3% yesterday or 4%, whatever it was, you know, and people are being asked to do more with less staff. So we appreciate that, and we have the same pressures. The state workforce has the same pressures. But again, I think it's a matter of sitting down and working through these problems together. And when you look at the statistics, you'll see that people that have the opportunity to belong to a collective bargaining unit make more money and have dignity at work, have a bit of a voice at work. And it, overall, it lifts everybody, everybody up, whether you're in a union or not.
Ray, what's the mood, the tone of the people that you serve now? Is there more hope after some time after the changes, the cuts in pay, the cuts in benefits, or there's still a lot of apprehension?
Well, you know, I think that just recently there's a little more hope. You know, we are encouraged again that Governor Snyder has taken some of our common sense solutions to heart. And obviously, it's been tough for everybody in Michigan. And, you know, we've taken a lot of hits in terms of our benefits and pay. But, again, you know, working with the administration and finding common sense solutions is what we're trying to do. And it looks like we're having a bit of success with that. Of course, the workload continues to be very high, and the demands placed on state services still remain at an all-time high. So it's a tough time, but also a bit of a hopeful time.
All right, Ray Holman is with UAW 6000 here in Lansing. Thanks so much, Ray.
Hey, thanks, Tony.